This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
I had one of those hiccup burp things.
Uh-oh.
Have you had those before?
Sometimes it's the reverse, right? It's like it feels like it's going backwards and your eyes go.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Rami and I are back for the second hour of the program. Hi, folks. Thanks for being with us. We're here every day from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. You can always check out Kelly and Company and so many other programs from the network available via podcast. You can simply look for AMI Audio and a bunch of stuff will come up. Please do find us, though, and you can listen to the show at your leisure, in your time, whichever way works for you. And we'll get into a little more of that later on in the program. But also, you can listen to the repeat of the show at 5 p.m. Eastern Time or on the weekends, The Best of Kelly and Company. Rum, on Mondays and Tuesdays, generally, we have a chance to visit with our community reporters across the country. These folks bring to us some amazing stuff to talk about. From rainy southwestern Ontario today, we welcome in Annette Dennis, our community reporter in London, Ontario. Wow, Annette, it's really coming down.
It is.
Can't.
It's like a wet, rainy, cool day out there.
There's supposed to be lots of it, too.
Which is why it's good to talk to you guys. Cheer me up.
Well, we were talking about earlier those perfect days as we were talking to Ryan Huey, and we always bug him about Fridays being, and recently we had one where it was just where he was nice and cloudy, rainy, a totally good audio book day or podcast listening day. And I always feel funny about them being on Mondays. However, oh well, today's, you know, I think going to work perfect for it no matter where anyone is.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Make the best of it, right?
The other thing that's always is wonderful to go and enjoy is theatrical projects. Right now, there's different ways of doing so in our world. Let's talk a little bit about William Shakespeare's Tragical History of Frankenstein at the Edinburgh Festival here that we've got here. This is the Edinburgh Horror Festival. It's a virtual event. Annette, you want to tell us about this?
Yeah, and the only reason I picked it is because I knew it was a mouthful. No, I'm just kidding. someone I know, I don't know if you remember Shashank, he was in the film festival at the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge.
Yep, I
saw this on his Instagram, and I thought he has a small, well, I don't know if it's a small part. He plays one of the characters. It's a cast of people from all, actors from all over the world are part of it. So I thought it's kind of something fun and different. So yeah, so this is the William Shakespeare's Tragical History of Frankenstein. And it's, like you said, it's part of the Edinburgh Horror Fest. And it's a virtual event presented by Some Kind of Theatre, which is actually based in Edinburgh as well. And so this is, it costs £10, which is, I think, $17, $18. And so just to summarize, William Shakespeare's Tragical History of Frankenstein tells the familiar story of Renaissance man Victor Frankenstein and his creature, brought to life by talent, science, and ambition. Witness their tragic downfall in five acts, with Shakespearean soliloquies and asides, literary conventions, and more. Revel in the Gothic tale given the Elizabethan treatment. Mary Shelley actually published this 203 years ago, so now it's William Shakespeare's retelling and remake.
Wow. Wow, what an interesting style. I love the five acts, too. That's amount of time.
I did a bit of digging, and just for if this does interest people, it is 3 hours long. I found this out yesterday. So, but it's something that you can watch. Like it premiered on the 22nd, but it's available until October 31st, midnight or whatever, obviously UK time. So, and this is actually brought to you, the playwright actually is the person who, the best-selling author of William Shakespeare's Star Wars series. So
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like interesting.
And into the adapting.
Oh, exactly. Especially for, kind of meshing everything together in a fun, interesting way. Yeah.
Rum, could you get in? Okay, let me phrase this the way that I bet. If this was Harry Potter casting and they were doing the Frankenstein story in that frame of mind, like the Star Wars, you know, adaptation, could you get into that? Are you okay with these kinds of things?
I think so, yeah. Any kind of, you know, this is kind of going for super fans. It could be anybody, right? Like,
right.
You're checking it out because you're checking it out. It's an experimentation thing. But especially for super fans, especially for anything that's just like people who love themes, right? Or that kind of a feel, I think would be so into this. Mm. And I also love that it's a mouthful.
Well, it is. And Ed, it's no different. I know some people would say, why do people have to do that stuff? But it's no different when they took Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and that, and put them in with Abbott and Costello back years ago. And they, like, people do these weird and they, you know, adaptations, except this is writing. Like, you got to be able to spin it well.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I actually bought a ticket, so I'm looking forward to watching it later this week just to see what it's all about.
Nice.
And it's fascinating. I have watched one of these other sort of a virtual play via Zoom, and it's more than one screen, and it's a really fascinating thing that's come out of this pandemic. Is so it's a really interesting way to, and it did actually have a really theater vibe.
Really, one more than one screen.
So it's like a Zoom meeting, but you have one actor, like it's divided up into two screens, and it should be really interesting to see how they put this together. Yeah.
Would you have four screens if you had? Like four, like that's like when people do meetings and stuff like that. Do they do that too? I wonder. I can't imagine.
From a screenshot that I saw, it looks like there were, I couldn't see it that clear, but there were different,
okay.
Different
really
things.
Interesting.
So if folks want to get tickets, it's some kind of theater, and it's spelled, the theater is spelled like in Canada, T-R-E at the end, .co.uk. And if you actually want to, I was just on the Edinburgh Horror Fest website. It's a mesh. They have some live, but they have, I think, 13 offerings online as well. And they range from £3 to £5. Some are by donation. So if folks want to, you know, if it's not very nice out, they want to check it out, they can check out their website as well. And it's edhorrorfest.co.uk. to find out there. And again, they're right through until October 31st.
Okay. And then the next thing on your list, Annette, is the Forest City Film Festival. This is also going to be virtual this year for 2021.
Exactly. So last year it was strictly virtual. And this year they did kind of a combo. So they actually had an in-person festival that was from last Tuesday until yesterday. And then the virtual event launches today until the 30th, so Saturday, so folks can access all of the films that were presented this year virtually. And so I know I usually bring this forward every year, but for those who don't know, the Forest City Film Festival is dedicated to independent films connected to Southwestern Ontario. So they bring the best of the work of film artists connected to this region. It's a juried competition. And they also, during the week, they have lots of other things like they feature Canadian Films of the Year, industry workshops, networking opportunities. They have a screenplay competition, all sorts of things, Q&As that are part of the screenings. And then they had an award ceremony yesterday. So if folks are interested, there are 92 films this year in 7 different categories. From a feature, short narrative, feature narrative, feature documentary, short. They have a program that's strictly Indigenous films. There's an animated shorts, and then this year is a new one called Experimental Films. So they come together in programs. So it's $10, and it comes, you don't just see one thing. There's usually two or three things in the $10 package. So you can get them individually, each program, or you can get a whole access pass in 25 programs for all 92, and they're, it's $80 for that as well.
That's very good. That's very good.
Yeah.
And the length, the time is all very different if you're not really familiar with that stuff. Well, I know I when I had to do cover the Toronto International Film Fest for AMI TV, one of the things I thought was really cool are the junkets or some of those panels, Annette, and I know for myself, they're really nice to sit in on, and you'll be surprised what you learn, little tidbits, and especially with the connection to Southwestern Ontario, I bet some of them will be really fun.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So if people, a link to get tickets directly will be up on your blog, but if folks just want to check out their website and check out all the different offerings, it's www.fcff.ca. And I don't know if we have time. Go ahead, Romeo. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I wonder how much binging people really do when it comes to having these, like, access to these online, you know, up until a certain date, right? So 92 films, and if you're saying, Kels, that they're all different lengths and stuff, how much binging people do and how much you can get through? That's a lot.
Oh, exactly. This puts me in, like, if you know it's coming every year, it reminds me of Kelly when he used to attend the London Fringe, when we had the London Fringe. Mm-hmm. Isn't that usually when you took your holidays?
I'd take time off, but I'd also do Toronto. And I remember because of the timing at that point, I remember I'd see between the two of them more than 46 plays, right? It was just something I really enjoyed doing between the two cities. And it was just nuts. But even this year, when you're talking seeing all of these between today, the 25th, and was it the 31st, I think you said, Annette? Yeah, the 31st.
For this one, it's the 30th. It's too bad they didn't give you an extra day. Yeah. But yeah.
So that's a lot.
It's a lot to watch. I think you would literally have to have the week off, call in sick for
it's exciting.
I'm sure not everything will speak to everybody, right? So
no, but it's what's really cool is when you watch, you know, and again, people who can see, when you watch stuff like this, it's Southwestern Ontario. For people from the area, they get to see someone. I know where that area, that's outside Rumya's place. Look, there she is in the background walking the dog.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. There's films that in all the different, one I think is shot in Paris, Ontario, or I think it's supposed to take place in Paris, Ontario. One was shot with local actors, different films. Yeah, and I think that's what's fun is there's something for anybody, and there's animation and, you know, lots of different things to keep you busy at home and grab
that's
the popcorn
lot.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you can't beat the price either. $80 to see 92 films. Like, that's less than $1 per film.
This is something that you're going to put on your calendar for sure. It's a lot to take in, but yeah, definitely. And I love, you know, $10. And I think it's usually they have a short, like a full length film and a short film or an animation they do actually, when the replays, they do include the Q&As with, you know, the people behind the scenes sort of thing. So
yeah. Good luck, folks. Forest City Film Festival. Annette Dennis, thank you.
Okay. Nice talking to you. Take care.
Our community reporter out of Southwestern Ontario, London, Ontario, is her home. Annette Dennis joining us. You can check out what she has brought to us at ami.ca/KellyCo up on the Kelly & Company blog. We're going to pause for a moment, and we're going to continue an artsy kind of discussion. Again, something a little different. We speak with Carleton University professor Jan Cleveland and student Rachel Stanley about the school's first ever radio play in about 2 minutes.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.